Hey guys, today we are going to be talking about attention. And one of the ways that you can give something more attention is by having it visible. You may not know this, but every month we produce free wallpapers for your phone. And so you can download those anytime at fullfocus.co/downloads. Today we are talking about attention. And I think it might be helpful for everybody to share why we're going to be talking about attention today.
And then before we do that, I want to acknowledge that there was a dad joke about me not paying attention to what you were saying that I could have taken just then. And I did not do that for the sake of the listening audience because I care about you. So you're on your drive, you're on your treadmill, whatever you're doing this Monday. And happy Monday, by the way. And I didn't do that. So I care about you, listening audience. But also, maybe I should have still done it because I miss Verbs. I don't know about you, and Verbs is usually the one who's stepping in with the dad joke. So anyway, but let's pay attention to the topic, which is attention. So what we pay attention to, or what gets our focus, shapes our lives in seen and unseen ways. Courtney, you've probably heard that quote. It feels like it was Jim Rohn, although maybe it wasn't. You're a mixture of the five people you're closest to.
Yes, yes.
And we don't consciously say, oh, I'm going to be like Nick, I'm going to be like Courtney, and here's what I'm going to receive from them, and here's what I'm going to not receive from them. If you're lucky listening, you may hear my daughter in the background. She really likes a show called Bluey, and we try not to let her watch it too much, right? But she sometimes talks in an Australian accent, and she... It's just because she gives her attention to Bluey and, oh, that's how a kid talks. And so then she speaks with an Australian dialect. And people get really confused when I take her out in public. They're like, wait, what? But that's just because she's been paying attention to it. It affects who she becomes. So in this episode, we're giving you two tactics to be intentional about where your attention is going. If there was ever an episode that more aligned with the title of this podcast that you listen to, focus on this. This is the one. It's what are we focusing on? What gets our attention? That shapes so much of us and really has an effect on whether or not we hit our biggest goals.
Sometimes setting annual goals can only get you so far. If you don't have a sense of where you want your life to be in 10 years, there's no guarantee that the goals you're setting now are actually going to take you to the life that you're trying to create for yourself. Well, that's where the brand new Life Focus product comes in. This innovative, gamified life planning system is your 10-year GPS guiding you to the life that you want, not one decided for you, and not one that you just drifted into. LifeFocus offers easy, fun, and effective planning with prompt card decks and a step-by-step guide. Also, you can join us for a live virtual event with Michael Hyatt on April 5th and April 6th for real-time guidance as you set the path for your next 10 years. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, there's nothing to lose, so make sure you pre-order right now for shipping in March 2024. Go to fullfocus.co/lifefocus. That's fullfocus.co/lifefocus right now to pre-order. Don't just dream. Plan your future with Life Focus.
Welcome to another episode of Focus on This. This is the most productive podcast on the internet, so you can banish distractions, get the right stuff done, and finally start loving Mondays. I'm Courtney Baker, here with Blake Stratton. Happy Monday, Blake.
Happy Monday, Courtney. Good to be with you.
Can I just acknowledge out of the gate for everybody listening, I want to go ahead and give you a gold star in attention if you're wanting to give some attention to your productivity, because you're doing it right now. You know, you're like listening to this podcast. If you listen every week, you know, this is kind of one of those things that by giving it your attention, hopefully you're getting those results on the productivity side. So gold star out of the gate.
That leads us actually to the first tactic, Courtney. The first tactic of intentional attention, if I can call it this, or leveraging the power of attention, is repetition. So hopefully you're a subscriber. And no, we won't just make this an advertisement for a podcast that you're already listening to. But for example, if you subscribe to this podcast, you get in the habit of listening to it every Monday. Just by repeating, hearing people talk about productivity, my guess is since you've started listening, just hearing these topics, whether or not you agreed with or did the recommendations that we said, probably just by repeating listening to this, it's affected your approach to your own work. This is why rituals are so powerful, right? Because we're repeating these things intentionally. And the more we repeat stuff, the more we internalize it. And the more we internalize it, the more that stuff begins to change us.
Yeah, this is why, you know, reviewing your goals, you know, on a weekly basis, hopefully you're doing that as part of your weekly preview process, but you may even be revisiting those on a daily basis, is so powerful. That repetition of reading those over and over again just means that it's going to get your attention, and that attention is your focus. It may be that you went to listen to a recording of a mantra each morning. Maybe there's something that you're wanting to speak into your life, and just having that repetition is going to help get your attention. It might be that there's a certain topic that you're wanting to learn about, and you may be rereading a book or re-listening to an audiobook multiple times to really help that content really sink in. So those are some ideas of how repetition, again, some of these things you may already be utilizing and not even realizing it, but this tool of repetition is going to help you get your attention where you want it.
There's this guy, he actually passed away, I think it was last year, maybe the year before, named Bob Proctor. He's a coach, speaker, whatever, maybe you heard of him. But he started reading this book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, really famous book on success and all that. And he said, I read this book every single day. And he had this old raggedy book. He said, I've read it every day for 40 some, maybe more than that, years. And he said, it's because it's not that the words change, it's that I change. And the more I repeat reading this, the more it changes my internal paradigm without me having to really think or effort into it. That's the power of repetition. The second tactic for leveraging the power of attention is visibility. Visibility. Be intentional about what you put in front of you, what's in your environment, because when something is more visible, it will be top of mind. A great example is I have these, I probably mentioned this on the podcast, but these Justin's dark chocolate peanut butter cups, and they are so good. They are the high class Reese's, for those of you that have never tried one.
Yes.
Delicious. And if they're visible in my fridge, they get eaten. When they are hidden, they don't get eaten because I'm not thinking about them, right? We've all experienced this. Something's out on the table. We take advantage of it. This is true with your own productivity. You can leverage this power of attention for your own goals. So you can shape your environment. You can put things in front of you. Courtney, have you ever changed your environment or things like that? What's visible in order to help you become who you want to be or do what you want to do?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Matter of fact, I took one of our certified pros that was on the podcast with us a few weeks ago and tore out the first few pages of my planner so that when I open my planner, the very first thing is my annual goals. Like there are no pages in between the cover and those goals. And it's actually been really helpful. Of course, I've tried other things like when I was working from home, I had my goals written on my window, right beside my desk. You know, sometimes I have them on sticky notes or even my weekly big three, you know, visibility for that, like a sticky note on my computer. I've tried all kinds of things and I do find it really helpful to just have those things where you see them.
Here's a question then. I was trying to find it right now and couldn't do it, but I once read something that you have X amount of days before you stop noticing new artwork on your wall or new photos on your wall, right? We put things up and then it's easy to forget that they're there. We don't notice them as actively. Mm-hmm. So I guess my question is how do you leverage visibility without falling into the trap of, oh, it's just there all the time?
Nick, I literally was just thinking about bringing this up because even those goals that I had written on my window, over time, I stopped seeing them. It's like my brain just passed over them. I think that's a really important part of our brain to just acknowledge and know that we're going to have to like creatively come up with other ways. But I think the power and the visibility is when you pair it with repetition. And so it's like your goals, having them in the very front of your planner, and having a tool that reminds you to read through them. It's like those two things together is where the power is really at. Again, both of these tactics are helpful, but together, I think exponentially more powerful.
Hey, Marissa, I got a quick question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
What are you doing with your life?
Okay, whoa. Very intense question. What do you
it's
mean?
It's a quick question. It's a quick question. Just what do you do with your life? Do you know where you're going? Do you know what you're doing? Do you know who you are?
Well, okay, yeah. Actually, I didn't a couple of months ago, but I actually do now.
Oh, why didn't you have anything beforehand?
Well, because I, first of all, didn't even know I needed to have any kind of a plan. And I frankly didn't know where to start. And I don't know, I've heard people talk about life planning and they always said that you had to write your eulogy, which felt very dark and grim and I don't know, Victorian. So I said no. So yeah, I was just not interested previously.
But now you do have one. Now you have a plan. Now you actually know who you are. Congratulations. Why
is that? Thank you. Yes, I do. And it's all thanks to actually our brand new product called Life Focus, which is a very fun, gamified life planning system that we've created to actually help you create a 10-year plan for your life. You can kind of think of it as a 10-year GPS, which is amazing.
Yeah, I love how it's just focused on the 10 years versus a lot of life planning focuses on like your legacy or 50 years, 80 years from now. And I'm like, sometimes I don't even know what I want for lunch, let alone 50 years from now, right? So the simple fact that we could think about 10 years out is very tangible to me.
Well, and what I love too is that Life Focus is super easy, it's fun, and it's really effective. Anybody can do it. We've actually created an entire kit that has multiple card decks where you go through and you're able to select your personal mission, your values, and then go through all of your 9 life domains and figure out what you want in each of those. So it's kind of like a fill in the blank, paint by numbers style of life planning. We've taken all the guesswork out and we're actually going to be hosting, Ken, our live event that's coming up in April, which is going to be amazing. My dad, Michael Hyatt, is going to be the one teaching, and we can't wait.
That is going to be fantastic. And the best part is that you get to enjoy our 30-day money-back guarantee. If you're like, you know what? I'm not sure if this is the right thing for me, but I guarantee you that most of you are going to do it. And when you put that work into it, you're going to love it and realize, wow, I now have a mission for my life. I now know who I am, and I now have clear goals 10 years out on what I want to do. This product is going to be revolutionary for your life.
Absolutely. Well, we would love to have you join us at Life Focus Live this April. And if not, we also have a course and you can get the kit just by itself. So go to fullfocus.co/lifefocus for more info.
Thank you.
Okay, Courtney, today I'm bringing it back to a favorite topic of mine, which is videos that the YouTube algorithm fed me that has changed my life in some way, shape, or form. Now, famously, we did talk about dishwashers one time after...
I'm sorry. You mean the episode that will always be known as the dishwasher episode.
And I will say on the YouTube video of that episode... there's a comment on there that says, like, actually, that was pretty good advice about dishwashers. So, thank you to whoever wrote that. I feel validated. I can't tell if within Full Focus people are, like, humoring me or not about this, about the dishwasher. But if you haven't heard it, I'll put a link in the description. You're using your dishwashers wrong. But today, Courtney, is another video that it's YouTube served me probably in, like, mid-August or so. It's called You're Doing Home Organization Wrong. And I saw it. I watched it by myself. And then for a couple days, I was just like thinking about it. And then I was like, Ashley, you have to watch this with me again.
Will you like break it down? Like this can be like a quiz and you'll tell me what the thing is that we're doing wrong. And I can say if it's true or false. Basically, can I be the judge, jury, and
I don't know if I can do that. It's like the wrong is a reference into the idea that like you'll go on HGTV. There's like whole shows or Netflix, whole shows about organization that really push an idea of expensive organization.
Yeah.
You have to like I can't think of the name of that show on Netflix, but it's like Yeah, the home edit, which is fine. And that's the thing that's going to like work for you. That's great. But that would never work for me. I, as a child, was somebody who loved organizational things. Like, I want my desk to be organized. I want the paper. I want the pencil organizer. But that's, I never use them properly. So you get the, all, you spend $1,000 on organizational boxes and whatever. And then you have to keep it up. And the moment it starts to slip. So anyway, so that's like her, the wrong that she's referring to is that idea.
I
that
see. Like okay. Overcomplicated. Okay, I'm so curious.
So there's 10 things on there. I'm not going to go through all of them, but I'm just going to share. The link is in the description. You should watch it. She's very funny. She might be a little crass. I don't remember if it's in this episode or not. So just FYI, but she's just like sassy. Like that's the deal.
Yeah. Okay.
The number one tip that was so helpful for me was corral your crap. Now... she talks about, you look at your table, for example, like your coffee table where the TV is or something, and you're like, you don't have a place to put your remotes. You don't have a place to put the lighter for your candle. You don't have a place to put your candle necessarily that you have in there. Just put a tray there, that spot. And that might be obvious for some people, but she's like, she walks around and shows you like,
I found this on the web.
Hey, Siri, stop. Did you hear that?
Yes,
Siri's
I heard
Googling
it.
How to organize. Anyway, so she walks around and is like, here's a dresser, but just stuff on the top. I put a cutting board here, and suddenly this space is organized. This thing has a home for you. You know, so that's one thing that's been very helpful for me. We went out and we bought a tray for our coffee table, and now there's like a location for things, and the things that don't go in the tray now have to find another home. And then you're able to go, oh, great. These places don't have a home. I can get rid of them.
I like this. And it kind of works with something I say all the time that I stole from one of my coworkers is like things put it in its proper place. So it actually helps you know where is the proper place because without the corralling, it's just like, okay, where does, I don't even know where these things go. You can't put things in their proper place because it, there is none.
There is no place, right? The table becomes like anywhere on the table is like the place where these go. And so then that creates this clutter where it's literally, we just bought like this like brass like thing. We put it on the table and suddenly like that whole table is settled. Like it really is like, it's so obvious when you think about it, but we just weren't, that's not something we were doing. Yeah. She also talks about grouping. If you've got like something on your mantle or on a shelf, she talks about grouping everything into threes. It's just like put them in threes.
Yes.
Immediately. It just fixes stuff. So anyway, there's that. She does have a whole thing about velvet hangers. That is one of the things she talks about, I think especially for women. She's like, we're not going to talk about buying a lot of things, but I would recommend having velvet hangers because all of the different tops and stuff won't fall off and you can organize your closet. Just throwing that out there. The big one for us, in addition to the corralling your crap, was the drop zone. So what I tend to do, and I think most people enter into organization, they go, I need to organize the space. Oh, that would be a really nice space for all of the coats. And that would be a really nice space for all of the shoes. And that would be a really nice place for the books. And they picture the house that they saw on HGTV or whatever. And they go, I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. And this point being is like, if you find that your shoes are all ending up in one spot, put a shoe rack there. That's where it goes. If you find that your umbrellas end up in one spot, or that, for example, Miles, he's 13, he's in eighth grade. The dining room table became his homework space. And so he's got papers here and he's got whatever. So what did we do? We combined 1 and 3. We bought a basket, a very nice basket. And we said, if there's papers that you've pulled out that you don't need in your backpack, whatever, just put it in the basket. That's where that goes. You know, you can put your computer in the basket too. That's where that goes. So everything goes in the basket. We can just move it off for dinner or whatever. And then every week we go through it and just cull all the stuff that we don't need anymore. It's great. It's very, very simple stuff that I don't want to say. And then we set an intention around living room, dining room, kitchen. We're going to really keep these organized for the next few weeks just as an experiment to see what happens. There's some other stuff here about subdividing your drawers and using boxes. You don't need to buy the expensive stuff. But those are the two main things that have been so helpful for us that I would recommend. And also watch the video because it's fun.
I do think there is something to be said for basically there's a correlation with the planner of the intentionality in the beginning actually makes it so much easier. It's the same when we're planning of okay, we spend some time being intentional, with our weekly preview, because it makes the whole week easier. You know, it's the same with how we run our house, even from a business side. I'm sure, Nick, for you, it's hey, when I start my day and I'm not in this chaos, you know, it makes it easier for me to transition into the next phase to accomplish what I need to get done for the day.
I forgot. There's two other big takeaways from this video that I want to throw out there. And again, I know that I sense, Courtney, that you're a very organized person. So some of this stuff you probably already know. That's fine. This is for the people, the me's of the world.
No, there's been some great stuff.
She's really big on closed storage. If you have open storage, you have an open shelf, you have a glass, whatever, you're just asking for extra tasks. She's it looks nice, but why? Which I think is interesting.
Yeah.
Her theory is that if it takes 5 minutes to pick up a room at any given time, that you have too much stuff in the room. And that is now time to think about it. And that number is very interesting to me, right? You go 5 minutes to go into the family room or living room, whatever, pick up. Could I do that? We could do that in the living room now after implementing other stuff.
Yeah.
Could I do that in my office? No.
Yeah.
Not at all. And so it provides a little bit of not even my desk, I don't think I could do in 5 minutes right now. So it provides a little bit of structure to is there too much stuff?
Yeah.
And actually, and honestly, to our child going, okay, could you pick up everything in here in 5 minutes? If not, then it's time. We gotta go. You know, and listen, that we're all doing it helps.
Discussion with the American Girl company before my child can pick up her room in 5 minutes, because all the little tiny things.
Yeah, but she's got to corral her crap, right?
Yeah.
There's a place for them that they go. And then, so anyway, the 5 minutes. And the last thing was that to let go of the guilt of letting go of things. You know, Marie Kondo talks about, does this spark joy? And her take on it's a little bit different. She's like, that's true and that's great if that works for you. But her question she asks herself is, how much if I find something, I find a mug or whatever, right? Here's this mug. This is a mug. It says, world's okayest dad. My kid got this for me for Father's Day. I love this mug. Now, if this broke, the question I ask myself is, or even if it doesn't break, if I'm picking up, I go, should I get rid of this? The question I ask is, how much work would I take to fix it? Right? That's the question. And so there's so many things that we have that we're like afraid of letting go, but we might be relieved in some small way that like, oh, now there's a reason to get rid of it. And I think that's a very clever way to think through stuff. It's like, if this broke, would I spend any energy trying to solve this problem, or would I just get rid of
it? Right.
And so I think that's a great way to do it. So anyway, that's a real quick rundown. It's not as fun.
Hey.
She's very funny. And this isn't as like concise as the dishwasher, which is put your stuff in your dishwasher. But I can say that this is another example of YouTube coming through big for the Jaworski household.
I love it.
You know,
velvet hangers for everyone.
That's for a controversial one, apparently. Does that make sense to you?
Really? Yeah. I mean, my husband has all the velvet ones. I have all wood ones, which is not, honestly, they need to get switched out because they take up more room than the velvet ones. So, but it doesn't seem controversial to me.
Watch the video. I do want to remind you that there might, I don't remember if this video has it or not, there might be some language stuff in there. But she really is cutting through a lot of just like the prettiness of HGTV and Netflix and stuff, which is very helpful. I usually watch those and go, that ain't me. Like you'll go, wow, that closet looks really nice, but I know it's not happening because I'm going to put the shoe over here.
Right.
Whatever. So anyway, that's it.
Yeah, it's going to happen one time. Yeah.
Yeah, and then it's over. Thanks. So check it out.
Oh, it's like we need a segment name.
The algorithm doesn't suck. I don't know. The algorithm came through for once. We'll think of it.
Okay. Today's tip to level up your focus is to write down one message that could change you for the better if you really believed it. Then post this message in two obvious places you'll be bound to see as you move throughout the week. Also, if you want another thing to help you with visibility on productivity, you may not know this, but every month we have free wallpapers for your phone, and you can download those anytime at fullfocus.co/downloads. They are awesome. Blake, Nick, I don't know if you've ever downloaded these, but every month I'm like changing mine out. And so it helps with both of these on visibility and repetition.
All right, Felicity, do you want to say stay focused? Or do you want to say happy Monday? Or you just want to say hi? Lammy wants to say hi.
Hi, Lammy.
Thanks for joining us on Focus on This.
This is the most productive podcast on the internet, so share it with your friends and don't forget to join our Full Focus Planner community on Facebook. We'll be back next Monday with another great episode. Until then, stay focused.
Sometimes setting annual goals can only get you so far. If you don't have a sense of where you want your life to be in 10 years, there's no guarantee that the goals you're setting now are actually going to take you to the life that you're trying to create for yourself. Well, that's where the brand new Life Focus product comes in. This innovative, gamified life planning system is your 10-year GPS guiding you to the life that you want, not one decided for you, and not one that you just drifted into. LifeFocus offers easy, fun, and effective planning with prompt card decks and a step-by-step guide. Also, you can join us for a live virtual event with Michael Hyatt on April 5th and April 6th for real-time guidance as you set the path for your next 10 years. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, there's nothing to lose, so make sure you pre-order right now for shipping in March 2024. Go to fullfocus.co/lifefocus. That's fullfocus.co/lifefocus right now to pre-order. Don't just dream. Plan your future with Life Focus.